Chairs No Waiting, episode number 341. Worst episode. Listener feedback number 27. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out some of the amazing things they've got there. Christmas time's coming before we know it. Oh, my goodness. So get some Mayberry fan in your life, something that they will love, something from Weaver's Department Store, T-shirt, sweatshirt, something. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Thank you for your support. All right, so we want to thank Weavers, weaversdepartmentstore.com, and I want to thank you. I am Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. This episode is called Worst Episode, and it's not got anything to do with it being a listener feedback episode. Matter of fact, people seem to love listener feedback, but one of the feedbacks, is that the way you'd say that? One of the pieces of feedback that I got, that was exactly what it was about. Worst episode. Now, that is something that, you know, over the years of running iMayberry.com and the other sites that I run, I have tried to avoid ever talking about. You know, I don't talk about the episodes that we don't like. I don't talk about the characters that you might not like. We don't talk about that. But I did get a email this week from somebody, and I won't tell you who they were, but he'll know, because I don't want to point out the fact that we don't usually talk about this. But he asked me, "Dear Mr. Newsom, did you ever do a show on the worst episodes? I would probably instruct all my patients at my Mayberry cessation clinic, if I had one, to watch these episodes repeatedly in order to get over their Mayberry addiction. Okay. So he lists off a few episodes that he believes are the least favorite. Now, it just happens to be that all of them are in color seasons, I noticed, as I was looking at this. And he listed off several. Now, I do not want to get into hearing from you guys about what your least favorite episode is. And let me tell you why. Here's my reasoning. We've had this policy for years on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, the online chapter that I'm kind of over. And the reason we don't do it, and the reason I'm not going to do it here, but I do appreciate the fellow that sent in the feedback. I hope, I'm glad he did that. I enjoyed reading it. But the reason we don't do that is because that whatever your least favorite episode is, that could be somebody else's favorite episode. Whoever your least favorite character is, that could be somebody else's favorite character. And what we've always tried to do here at the podcast, here at Two Chairs No Waiting, and on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Real and Watchers Club, is we've tried to focus on the things we like. Because it's real easy for us as people to focus and determine what the worst episodes, the worst characters, the worst movie, the worst, bagel, whatever it might be. We as humans, that is what we tend to focus on. And with something like the Andy Griffith Show, I've always felt like we really need to focus on the positives and what's great about it. So if you're listening to this podcast and you're on the Who's Messed Up the Bulletin Board chapter, what hopefully you've always heard is talking about what we love about the Andy Griffith Show, because that's what we're focused on. Again, it's easy to start trying to pick things apart. It doesn't matter what it is. Your favorite ice cream. You know, it was just a little bit too cold today. It was too hard. I couldn't eat it fast enough. Or it's too melted. It wasn't good enough, but it's still ice cream. My goodness. Surely you can like ice cream and enjoy it and not complain. But don't we all tend to do that all the time? So now if somebody's trying to get over their addiction to the Andy Griffith Show, I say, nay, don't make them. Don't let them. If anything, the world needs more of it. So I'm not going to go into what the episodes were that he mentioned were some of his least favorite, though they could be some of the least favorites for a lot of people because they're color starting off. basically, most people would say color episodes is their least favorite or worst. But anyway, that's why we're not going to go over that. But I do want to thank ES, that was who wrote in, for writing in and leaving the feedback because, hey, it's the title of the podcast episode. So, you know, it was a good piece of literature. So thank you for writing in and making us talk about this a little bit. All right. So now we're going to move along here to a voicemail. Now, this one came in from, it came in from some lady. Let's. I'm going to go ahead and play it while she's singing here.
Down in I got the a voicemail valley,
from valley somebody solo, that maybe Miss Peggy.
Head over, hear the wind blow.
I've never been serenaded over the phone before.
Hear the wind blow. Hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Hello, Alan. This is Peggy McMillan, and I'm just calling to say, hey, I came across your podcast, and I just love it. I watch it all the time. And I am going to be at Mayberry Days this year, and I'm a huge fan of the Andy Griffith Show, of course. If I'm Peggy, I am part of the Andy Griffith Show. Oh, anyway, I'm a huge fan, and I'm excited to be coming to Mayberry Days this year for the first time. And we're looking forward to hopefully meeting you and the rest of the gang there in Mayberry. So we are looking forward to it.
So I want to thank Peggy for calling in. Now, I'm not sure who this Peggy was. She didn't tell me her actual real name. Great job singing, though. I appreciate it. And I, as I said, I've never been serenaded before over a voicemail. But thank you for that. I'm sure everybody enjoyed that. She sounded good, didn't she? Sounded really good. So we'll be looking for you at Mayberry Days. Hopefully you'll be dressed up like Miss Peggy. That'll make it even better. Nurse Peggy. So she's going to be at Mayberry Days. And folks, if you have never been to the huge Mayberry event, Mayberry Days, it's held every year, the third full weekend of September every year. I definitely want to encourage you to try to make plans to be there because there's nothing more fun than gathering in the town of Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown, and just seeing the entire town become Mayberry for a weekend. The fans will be there. And, you know, honestly, the cast members are there as well. But I believe that meeting other fans at the Andy Griffith Show and spending time with them and just, I don't know, just the fellowship of it is an amazing thing. So if you're a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show, please consider going. And maybe you'll meet Miss Peggy because she's going to be there. It sounds like she's going to be singing. She's going to try out at the Mayberry Idol. Going to sing there, it sounds like. So hopefully I'll get to meet her. So that's great. So thank you again for calling in. And let's see, we got another piece of feedback here from John. And let's see, what does he say here? Oh, I got some pictures. So if you're on the video version of the podcast, you'll be able to see a few pictures of what he's talking about as I read through this here. He said, I recently listened to your podcast about Myers Lake. So he's talking about the Myers Lake episode we did a few episodes back. He said, your episode of Myers Lake Revisited, and I heard you mention the Mr. McBeavy episode. I've attached some photos that I took while visiting Franklin Canyon Reservoir. So along with some screenshots from Mr. McBeavy. So in the shots he sent us, you can actually see the railing and stuff in their color picture. So you can tell the difference between the ones he took and the ones from the episode. But you can actually see the telephone pole and the wooden railing that he took recently. And then he took pictures from the actual episode with Mr. McBeavy, where you can actually see the truck sitting beside the concrete barrier along with the telephone pole there and the wooden railing out to the side. So he gave us some really good shots, even gave us a good shot of the telephone pole up which Mr. McBeavy would have climbed. Now, I am planning on trying to make sure these are going to be on our Facebook page, so we'll have links to these in the show notes, so you'll be able to see the comparison that he took. So when he traveled to Franklin Canyon there in California at Myers Lake, and he compared those shots he took with the episode from Mr. McBeebe. So I know you didn't see that, you can't see it, but I'm describing it. You can tell in the pictures that they are, that it is exactly the same place. So I want to thank John for taking the time. He said, I love the podcast. And John, we really appreciate you taking the time, not only to write in, but to send in photos and screen captures of the actual episodes that you're talking about with Mr. McBeebe and his truck. By the way, Mr. McBeebe's truck, in case anybody ever asks you a trivia question, the tag number is evidently J86449. There you go. There's your trivia question. J86449 was Mr. McBeebe's telephone truck that he was driving there on the Andy Griffith Show after he climbed down off the pole. All right. So, again, I want to thank you, John, for calling in. All right. So, we have another voicemail. So, this one is from Diana from Texas. So, Diana, take it away.
Hey, this is Diana from Amarillo, Texas, and I really love to listen to the show. I was watching tonight, and I saw an episode that has a good trivia question on it. In season 7, episode 30, about Goober's gas station contest, the boy that was in the print shop that played Joe, anybody know who he was? Even if you go back and watch it, you probably won't figure it out unless you look at the credits. It's really funny. Thank you, and keep on with the podcast. We'd miss it if it was gone. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. And yeah, we do know who that is. We have seen that episode many times and it's been on there, but thank you for calling in and reminding us of it. Well, I don't think we've ever talked about it here on the podcast. Now, the episode is, what's it called here? Goober's Contest. Yeah. And the person that they're talking about is a character. His name was Joe. And he's working there in the print shop, you know, when they bought the contest cards that Floyd ended up winning way more than he was supposed to, the $200. Well, Rob Reiner from All in the Family, Rob Reiner, who also is a director and everything, he played the part of Joe. Now, in doing a little bit of research on this, I also found out that he was on at least 3 episodes of the Gomer Pyle Show, and he played Hippie in 2 of them. I could only find screenshots of one, but he played on an episode called Flower Power, and he was on another one called, well, actually he wasn't a hippie on that one. He was just like a, I don't know, just a bum or something. He was in an episode called Lost the Colonel's Daughter. That was one where Gomer was supposed to be taking care of the Colonel's high school age daughter, I believe. And he lost her, couldn't find her. She got away from him. And then he was in another episode called Gomer the Recruiter. He was in that one as well. So Rob Reiner was in all 3 of those episodes of Gomer Pyle USMC. Now, of course, this is Andy Griffith Show podcast, but hey, it is Gomer and Gomer Pyle, so I think those qualify. So Rob Reiner was in the Andy Griffith Show and on Gomer Pyle as well. So that's a good piece of trivia, and thank you, Diana, for calling in and letting us hear about that. All right, let's see here. We got a email sent to me, a note about seeing an Andy Griffith character. This is from Johnny Paul Jason that's in the chat room. It's Gary. It's talking about seeing a Mayberry cast member on a different show. So you guys, that's something we always watch out for on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rewatchers Club. People are always talking about alumni sightings. Now, this is just one of those cases where Johnny Paul was watching the Donna Reed show, and it was from season 1. It was called, his number episode was 22. The title was Love Thy Neighbor. It aired back on the 18th of February, 1959. And the cast member he spotted was Floyd himself, Howard McNair. So if you run across things like that, especially if you can grab screenshots or something so we can actually show them on the video version of the podcast and post them at our Facebook page for folks to see, I think these are really, really fun to see. I know so many of the cast members of the Andy Griffith Show were on many, many shows, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, all kinds of shows back in those that time period, that it's almost impossible to not be watching some old 1950 or 60s show and not see some of our friends from the Andy Griffith Show. So, Johnny Paul, thanks for writing in with that and sending in a photo there. Now, I've got a little piece of, I guess, another piece of controversy that I wanted to bring out. The Andy Griffith Show Re-Honorators Club, as you know, has a Facebook page. Now, on our Facebook page, we recently posted an image that some people did not like. Now, this was a joke. It was intended to be funny, and there was no intent to be political. But people felt like that our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/TAGSRWC, you'll find it right there if you go, that we were being political because on Thursday on Facebook, if you know, people post things called Throwback Thursday. So they show old pictures and stuff like that. So in this case, we posted on the Facebook page as a joke, it was kind of a humorous thing. And we want to apologize if it made anybody mad, which it did. We posted a thing with saying that basically that Donald Trump, the candidate for the presidency of the United States right now, was back as a kid. He visited the visited Mayberry. Okay, so we posted a picture of Arnold, the spoiled kid. Now, it's not because he was spoiled. It was necessarily, if you look at his picture and think about what Donald Trump may have looked like as a young boy, Arnold, who would hold his breath and pitch a fit because he wanted his bike. I want my bike. You know, that boy, he kind of looks like Arnold. He looks like Donald Trump a little bit because of his hair that sticks up. You know, he's got a lot of hair and everything, kind of like Donald Trump. I mean, I thought it was humorous, but there were a lot of people that didn't think it was funny. Well, I say a lot. There were several people, some small percentage. The Andy Griffith Show Real Rutgers Club's Facebook page has 64,000 likes or friends. And so, you know, some small number, about 22, actually unliked the page because that the picture of that said as Throwback Thursday, Donald Trump visiting Mayberry as a kid, they didn't have any sense of humor and thought that was horrible. And, you know, so just wanted to say anybody who was offended, that was never intention of the Rio and Rogers Club to get political in any way. It was more just a funny. It was meant to be funny. So lighten up, everybody, and try to, you know, realize that the world is just for fun. We don't have to be being mean or anything. So anyway, check out the picture if you didn't see it, because, you know, he does kind of look like Donald Trump a little bit. And it wasn't intended because he was a spoiled kid and pitched a fit and everything. But, you know, I mean, we know Donald Trump. I'm not saying political problems here. It's not about politics, but he is kind of gets his own way. And I think he would even admit that he kind of, you know, stomps his feet and gets mad and then he gets his way. That's kind of the way Mr. Trump is. So anyway, I thought it was funny. Sorry for everybody who thought it wasn't funny, but go check it out and make your own decision. All right. So next up, we have got another email. This one was from Thelma Anderson. That's who wrote it in. And she was talking about MeTV. Now, this is something that we haven't talked about. MeTV is currently airing the Andy Griffith Show. Now, some of you folks may know this. Now, this is 2015 as this is recorded. May not be important later. But she is complaining a little bit, saying that Well, asking the question, on MeTV, it'll say the Andy Griffith Show is coming on, and then sometimes they will show Mayberry RFD. And she was actually, I believe, wanting to watch Mayberry RFD because she had never seen it, but it didn't come on in her area. So here's the deal for Thelma Anderson and everybody else as well. The way MeTV works right now is if you have MeTV in your area, they are showing the Andy Griffith Show in the evenings. There's a time slot that it has. But if you have an affiliate in your area that has the rights to show the Andy Griffith Show, they can't show the Andy Griffith Show. So instead of showing it, they show Mayberry RFD in that same time slot. Not the same time slot that they would normally have the Andy Griffith Show. So in other words, if they will show the Andy Griffith Show, so long as there's not an affiliate in your area that is licensed to show the Andy Griffith Show. If there is an affiliate that shows the Andy Griffith Show, then they have to show Mayberry RFD when they would show the Andy Griffith Show. Wow. Is that everybody confused about that? So here's the idea. We had David Quinn wrote in. He said, here's the idea. It's sort of complicated, but the bottom line is that if your local stations, one of our UHF stations shows the Andy Griffith Show every morning at 8:30. If your local station broadcasts the Andy Griffith Show, then at 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on MeTV, you will get Mayberry RFD on your channel. If no local stations broadcast the Andy Griffith Show, then MeTV will broadcast the Andy Griffith Show at that time. Wow, he explained a lot better than I did. So that was, Orville. Orville, he's the butter and egg man there on the Two Chairs No Waiting website. And so I want to thank him for that. And finally, I've got one more little bit of information for you. I think I've talked a lot tonight, haven't I? Okay, I got this in from Mitchell Poole, and this is just fun to get, so I wanted to share this with you real quick. He says, hi, Alan. I'm a Mount Airy native living in Greensboro, North Carolina, but I took the family on a vacation to California from San Francisco down to San Diego. While in Los Angeles, I had to visit Franklin Canyon after hearing you talk about it on the podcast. However, I had not printed out your directions and relied on Google Navigation to take me to Franklin Canyon. Big mistake, because that defaults to the lower and larger reservoir. And Google took me through an open gate on a gravel road up to the top of a ridge, looking down on cliffs on both sides of the road and into the reservoir on one side. I quickly decided I had to be in the wrong place, but turning the car around was a near-death experience. I realized the upper reservoir was the answer once I got back down and then found the right spot. Great seeing such an iconic Mayberry setting, but some people using the picnic tables were a little in the way during our visit. Hope others either follow your directions or at least make sure that they're heading to the upper Franklin Canyon Reservoir. All right, so thank you, Mitchell, for riding in. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad you found it. And so there's a word of warning, folks. Follow the directions that we gave here on the podcast. If you're going out there, you can look it up. If you're, you know, it's on your phone, you can, well, most people's phones, you'll be able to look that up. If you can't, you can certainly ask somebody. But it was a great trip, he said, and he had a good time, and he did eventually find it. But it's not the lower Franklin Canyon Reservoir. It's the upper reservoir. So make sure you go up there. All right, folks. Well, that is our listener feedback. I would love to hear from you. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, but I would much rather hear from you like I did from Peggy and Diana. I'd love to hear from you and hear your own voice here on the podcast. So you can call me at 888-684-8415, and I would love to hear from you. Folks, I want to thank you again. If you're listening to this and you listen to it weekly, there will be no podcast episode next week, but we'll be back right after that because I'll be traveling some next week, so I won't be able to do the show, but we'll be back. So if you miss me, pick up an episode that's already pre-recorded and watch it again. There's 341 before tonight to choose from, and you probably hadn't heard them all. I'm not even sure I have, and I recorded them. I wouldn't remember them anyway. Folks, until next time, we'll see you right here in Mayberry.